Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. You know who Billie Hayes is?
Billie Hayes. I've heard the name before.
Yeah. Actress.
Oh.
Died last week of natural causes.
Okay.
She was 96, but they should say she died because she was 96.
Expiration date ran out, yes.
Yes, right. She was past her date of freshness.
Like bad milk turned cheese and gone, yes.
She played Witchy Poo on the Saturday morning kids show HR Puffin Stuff.
Witchy Poo!
I love Puffin Stuff.
You know what's interesting is that Ashley knows this show.
Right.
It came out in 1969. It ran from 69 to 72. Went into reruns 72 to 73. Aired in some markets 73 to 74.
Right.
And then they packaged it with other kids' programs from 78 to 85.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Reruns on TV Land in 1999. This thing just hasn't gone away. Two seasons.
Right.
And then it went on MeTV from 2014 to 2016.
And the actors haven't made a dime.
By the way, this theme song is a minute 48 seconds.
Oh my God. Never would happen today.
Yeah.
Never.
Never.
Right. They explain the whole story.
Right. Does it start with, first we smoked a joint?
Yeah, I think that's how it should start, because this is total acid trip.
Oh, my God, yeah.
The kid has a magic flute.
Right.
He plays the magic flute, which, by the way, right from there, I'm like, okay.
Too many jokes.
The name is Puffin Stuff.
Right, but you're thinking puff, like bong hit.
He plays a magic flute, and then at the lake or pond or whatever, appears this magical-looking boat.
Right.
Looks like it's right from an acid trip.
Exactly.
And he gets on it, and he starts, it's like, well, where's this going to bring me?
Yeah, because you always just get on a boat out of nowhere.
Right.
And just get on there
as
and float away.
As a kid by himself in the woods.
Exactly.
With
right.
a magic flute.
Right. No Amber Alert, no nothing.
That's
yeah.
what, you know,
yeah.
I'm going to take my magic flute and get on this boat.
Exactly right.
No cell phone.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. No idea where it's going to go.
So he gets on the magic boat, and now he's out in the middle of the water.
Right.
Little did he know, the magic boat belongs to Witchy Poo.
Oh, see? Now you're Witchy Poo's.
Not a nice person.
Uh-oh.
Not a very smart person.
Not a
either.
Nice person.
How's your magic flute going to do now?
It's like that person, that neighbor who just hits you with a broom or squirts you with the hose.
Exactly. Well, the word witch is in her name.
So it's true. We should have known.
Yeah.
Right.
Witchy Poo.
Witchy and Poo.
Exactly. Like, yeah, what's
She's
the poo
a witch.
Part?
Who acts like poo?
What's the poo part? Exactly, right. Like, what's a potion? Is it a potion?
So he's out in the water, and then Witchy Poo's like, you're on my boat, kid. And then she, like, goes, and the boat turns black, and the sky turns black, and all hell breaks loose.
The word turns black.
And he's out of the boat, and he's swimming.
Yep.
And Witchy Poo's after him, and he makes it to the shore. And he gets to the shore, and HR Puffin Stuff.
Right.
These acid trip characters.
Odd looking characters.
Which one's HR and which one's Puffin Stuff?
It's the same thing, except I don't know what HR stands for. It's the same like dragon looking thing.
HR.
Which one's the one who looks like a guy who just ate two full plates and they stuck in his mouth?
That's really stuffed. That's HR really
stuffed. The one with the giant head.
That's right. HR Puffin Stuff. That's one person.
Oh, HR Puffin Stuff is one person.
It's a name, yeah.
Oh, HR is like, yeah.
Puffin Stuff.
Like J.R. Ewing, HR Puffin Stuff.
Got it.
Right. Like J.K. Rowling, right.
Right, exactly, right.
Oh.
So he went to HR after Witchy Poo was after him.
He's got the wildest looking head.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, it's the weirdest head.
Wild head. Like he says, like an acid trip.
It's an acid trip.
Like, who the hell thought of this stuff?
So every episode is Witchy Poo's trying to get them.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, same premise over and over again.
And is Magic Flute Kid stuck on whatever in this HR Puffin Stuff place?
I don't remember. I only watched a couple
Actually,
of those. I was more cartoons.
I just remember his flute would come alive and it would talk.
If your flute is talking,
oh
yes.
My God.
And
that's an acid trip.
Big time. Anytime any inanimate object starts talking to you, you're high.
I think you have to drop a hit of acid to come up with these kids' programs.
You had to have.
A talking flute.
You had to have, yeah. There was a dark room with posters, and that's where they came up with it.
Mm, the black light room.
Exactly, right.
Mm.
Right. With the keep on trucking.
And like Witchy Poo was trying to steal the flute And he had a recruit.
She wanted that flute.
Yeah.
All right, so whoever had the magic flute had some kind of magical powers.
The kid. No, the kid had the flute.
No, but why would she want the flute then? Because it has powers.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's something very Freudian.
I was very young.
There's something very Freudian.
I just remember the flute.
You said, I love this show.
My grandmother used to tape this show for me on VHS so I could watch it. I bet you I still have some in my parents' house.
Wow.
The flute would come alive and it would have a little clay mouth and it would talk. And then, like, Witchy Poo would get the flute. And then the whole plot was like, let's rescue flute.
Got to rescue
flute. You know what I mean? So we got to get the flute back from Witchy Poo.
Right, every episode is
get the flute back.
Flute got in trouble.
Right.
Most of them.
Yeah. I need my flute back. Yeah. Right. Think about Freudian, but this.
Wow.
Yes. Witchy Poo is after my flute.
It's like Underdog, Polly Purebred. If it wasn't for her, he'd never have any troubles. He would just live his life.
Exactly right. She's always in trouble because she's a reporter.
Yeah.
You know, always got to stick her nose in things.
James and Wallingford.
Good morning. Yeah, I remember that show. Then City of the Sea Creatures.
That was a good one.
That was another one.
It's another acid and trip kids show.
Exactly right. That in Lidsville. Yep.
Lidsville.
Lidsville.
Like, isn't that the measurement for drugs?
Yes, it is.
On lid?
And Charles Nelson Reilly was the Mad Hatter. Ho, 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 ho. How's that for a topper?
All right, hold on.
He does Head Rush.
Oh, yeah. Head Rush pumping stuff. I like it.
What was the voice of the flute? It has to be something high-pitched.
I would think.
It changes notes.
It's Ray Rush.
Joan Gerber?
Joan Gerber.
I want to hear the voice of the
flute.
Years
later. I'm watching shows with my daughter, and that the Teletubbies tripping.
Yeah. Oh, that's tripping. Right.
Tripping. I thought you said something else. I hit the dump button. Yeah, tripping.
Big time tripping. Yeah.
Oh no, that's another one. Where the hell did they come up with this one?
Tinky Seriously. Winky.
Right.
Tinky Winky.
I took one earlier.
And then he had the son that had the baby face and always laughed. It's like, wow.
All right, Phil, can you find the voice of the flute? On HR puffing stuff. I gotta guess. It sounds like
kind of breathy.
It's a flute.
Kind of breathy, yeah.
It's gotta sound like a musical instrument.
See, I'm picturing something like really high pitched, like type of voice. Like, oh! Oh!
Yeah. Well, it's not an opera singer. It's a flute.
Yeah, but like it's a high pitched voice. You know, like
I think it would sound like a flute out in a windstorm, but making words.
Right.
Right. Okay. Here we go. What?
What's happening?
Where did they put the flute exactly?
That's a person with the flute. That's a person hiding the flute.
That's Witchy Poo with the flute. No wonder she wanted the flute so bad. That's how she lived me 96.
Takes a special person to play that part.
Right. That's okay. You can keep the flute. I don't want it back anymore. Thank
can we
you.
Hear that again?
I'll go buy another one.
Yeah, I'll you keep that.
Yeah, I'm going to play the oboe instead. Oh, yeah. We probably shouldn't watch this part. Kids, avert your eyes.
First of all, it hasn't really said anything. It just makes noises.
Right?
Like, I don't know what you're saying, flute. Are you trying to help me?
What's happening? Hi, Jimmy.
You can talk.
Careful!
But you're just a flute. I've never heard of a flute talking.
Did you ever speak to one before?
No?
So there.
Is he looking down in his pants right now? Maybe he needs to be alone for a while on the boat.
If this ain't an acid tripping kids show, man, I don't know what is the talking flute.
Oh. This can be turned so dirty so quickly. This should be on cable. It's a different cartoon. I see you're busy right now, Witchy Poo. I'll come back.
Jesus.
Thank you. I'm going to buy some cookies.
Oh. I'm looking at this show, too. There's a lot of characters. One looks like a grandfather clock.
I think they can turn back time. That's how they time travel.
What,
that's
Cher?
The grandfather clock who does that?
Yeah, I believe so.
I thought Cher did that.
If I can turn back time,
if she can find a way.
Wow. All right. HR puffing stuff. Acid tripping kids show. The talking flute.
Yes.
Vinny from Milford.
Yeah. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, Teletubbies.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah. What was their backstory? Are they from another planet?
I think so. They look like they're aliens.
Yeah, from the planet TV.
There's... The purple one has a Tinky Winky has like a coat hanger antenna on its head, right?
Exactly right.
Looks
which
like
we all
it had
an
accident with a coat hanger.
We all had that, though, the coat hanger antenna on the TV at some point in an apartment.
All right. Phil, it's... what do you know about Teletubbies?
I know that there were four of them, and they each had a different symbol like on the top of their head, and they were different sizes.
Yeah. What did the different symbols mean?
I don't know if they meant anything.
There was a yellow one, and they were like Skittles come to life. Kind of, right?
One had like a little pigtail, right?
Yeah.
One had like a little curly.
Right.
Yeah, I know everybody loved the baby one, and that was Poe.
Poe?
Poe.
Right, we Poe.
Tinky Winky, Dipsy.
Dipsy? Dipsy or Tinky Winky?
Dipsy.
There's something going on here, right?
All right, who would be who on this show? What are the four names?
Uh-oh.
We know who Dipsy's going to be.
What do you mean by that?
All right, go ahead.
Tinky Winky.
Tinky Winky. That sounds like AJ. Go ahead.
Oh, I don't know. I want to hear
Dipsy.
Dipsy.
Lala.
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 Damn it.
And Poe.
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 Huh. Who was the leader?
I think it was Tinky Winky.
And then they all have they all have special items, too.
Who was second in command?
Yeah, who was second? Was there a second?
Like the, you know,
I think it goes in that order. Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, Poe.
You're Dipsy.
I'm Dipsy. All right. I'll take Dipsy over Tinky Winky.
Or Poe.
I usually am pre-Poe.
P.O.'d.
Nice.
That was another one. They're probably sitting on a pile of money somewhere that one dumb idea.
And can you call them Teletubbies anymore? Because Tubby, you know, that shaming.
They are Tubby. They're not skinny.
Oh, yeah, no. Like bad, like pajamas on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they all also had like special items. And all I remember was everyone was mad because one of them had like a red purse. And they're like, you didn't tell us it's a female. They're like, we didn't tell you it's a male. They're Teletubbies. They're not even human. And everyone was like losing their mind about it.
Yeah. Didn't the yellow one have the red purse?
I don't know.
Because I thought it clashed. I'm thinking fashion sense over here.
Tinky Winky. There was talk that Tinky Winky's gay.
Right.
Oh, is that the purple one?
Yes.
That's the one with the purse.
Oh.
Oh.
The green one, I'm guessing is Dipsy, has like a cow print hat.
All right.
Like a Mad Hatter's hat.
Cool, I got a hat.
I don't see the yellow guy holding anything.
A big ball.
He's holding his Dinky Winky.
Oh, yeah, he's got like an exercise ball.
I hope that's an exercise ball.
Well, he's trying to be a Teletubby anymore.
And then Poe's got like a scooter.
Huh.
Hmm. AJ wants to be Poe now.
Yeah, really, a little biker. Cool.
All right, one quick one. We'll take a break. John in Norwalk.
Yeah, I was thinking of that show. Remember Sigma the Sea Monster?
Yep. You sound like you could be one of these. You could voice one of these characters.
Of the
Sigma.
Right?
Yeah,
you
I know.
Be
you got,
Sigma.
The last time I called in, when I told you I got hit in the face with a bird on my motorcycle, you said the same thing.
Right.
Yeah.
There's a bird now.
I guess it was from all the smoking I did all those years, you
gotcha.
Know?
Yeah, that'll do it.
I hear you.
All right, so you're Birdman.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, if I remember correctly, Sigma, like the sea monsters were bad, but Sigma was the little kidder, and he became friends with the other kids. And he was trying to be, I don't, you know.
So it was like Casper really the Friendly Ghost.
He was the good one, right? There were
right,
bad
there's one
sea
good
monsters,
one.
And he was a good one.
All right,
yes.
Alessandra. Westchester.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
So I had to pull up this crazy kids show from the depths of my disturbed memory. It's called Wienerville. And it
Wienerville.
Yes.
Yeah.
From Nickelodeon. It was like early 90s, and it was created by Mark Wiener, who was like one of the writers for SNL during those like really bad years in the early 80s.
Okay.
And it was mostly puppets that consisted of his head with like puppet bodies. Which is really creepy.
Oh, right. Mark Wiener, right. Yes. I remember this. Yes.
It's called Wienerville.
Wienerville, right.
He had a character, AJ, that hated children.
Oh, see?
What was that character's name?
AJ.
Mr. Boney.
Mr. Boney.
Anytime you talk about, anytime you channel that, you're going to be Mr. Boney.
Mr. Boney. Okay, got it.
And this is the Mr. Boney theme song.
I'm Boney.
Yeah, he goes,
Boney. Leave me alone.
I love it. I want a ringtone for my phone.
I'm Boney.
Leave me alone.
I'm Boney from Wienerville. Jesus.
Yeah, okay.
That is great.
Oh, that would never fly today. That's awesome.
All right. That's the best one so far.
Nice.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm Boney.
Leave me alone.
I'm Boney. Get out of here.
Even the attitude, he's like yelling.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's me. All right. Cool.
Totally.
Thank you.
Wow. You would be a character in a children's program, that hates the children.
Right.
There always has to be one that hates the children.
Well, yeah. There's got to be that villain.
There's got to be a villain.
Exactly.
Right, like the Oscar the Grouch of
exactly.
the show.
Right, yeah. Right.
Ashley liked Rainbow Bright.
Oh, my God. I
Why are you
love
kicking a field
this
goal?
Show. I love this show.
What year was this on?
I don't know.
No idea.
In my childhood. Rainbow bright, see the shining light.
What, last week?
Rainbow bright. So,
what can you tell us about
this? So Rainbow Bright lived in Rainbow Land, and she's a wisp with magical powers, and she's in charge of the color kids. So she's...
That doesn't sound like that would work today. Go ahead.
She has all the colors, little blonde girl. She's got a magic horse named Starlight. That's who they're singing about in the song.
Starlight.
With a rainbow mane.
Is it like a unicorn
and
horse?
And they're... No.
Regular horse.
Just regular horse.
Well, but it... So, okay. So she has friends, and each friend is a...
There's so many
rainbows. It's to spread happiness and color in the world. So there are two villains, Murky and Lurky, and they're black and white.
Let's check in with Joe Biden. Good morning.
Hey, it's great to be back on the Chats a Lot and Ajax show.
Ah, very close.
Chats a Lot. I like that.
Before we start the intervention, I just want to wish all your Latino listeners a happy kitchen Cinco de Mayonnaise, man.
Close.
Yeah. Getting there.
So you're fully vaccinated, and the CDC said it's okay for fully vaccinated people to walk around outside without masks, but you're still walking around outside with a mask.
Well, I'll tell you why, Sunshine, and I'll speak in hushed tones so you hear what I'm
sunshine.
Saying, man.
Sunshine. I'm Sunshine.
Wow, look at you.
As you know, we're smack dab in the middle of a global panhandling, man. And I believe you can never be too safe. You know, I just don't see why everyone's all preoccupied with this malarkey. You know, I walk around wearing a condom all the time. Nobody says a word.
Yeah, thanks a lot for showing us.
Gross.
I'm serious as a heart attachment, Jack.
So your deal still works?
Yeah, it's just out of force of habitual, man.
Do you have a nickname for your wiener?
The Proud Pickle.
The Proud Pickle. That sounds like a bar in England.
That does not sound like a bar I want to go to.
The Proud Pickle.
We were talking about a children's program called Wienerville.
Mm. Yeah, he could be a character in that book.
Yes, he could. The Proud Pickle.
All right. So
my son Hunter, I'm just so used to doing that, man. You know, my son Hunter's the same way. When we go out to eat, somebody spills salt on the table, he just rolls up a dollar bill and snorts it right up, man.
Just out of habit,
like a regular Hoover.
Just out of habitual, man.
Yep.
So White House aides say you refer to Kamala as your most trusted advisor.
Of course you do. It's not like I could ever say she wasn't. Well, not out loud, anyway, because never stop getting crap over it. But that's not the point, man. And since she probably can't see me winking right now, she is my most trusted advisor.
Oh, gotcha. Wink, nudge, nudge.
You know that picture of you and Jill with the Carters? Have you guys all seen this?
Yeah.
It looks like you're giant.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Like a ventriloquist act.
You shrink. When you get older, you shrink.
Right.
You start shrinking
$2.
The bones
right.
With the thing.
The
bones get
what
smaller.
Thing?
What thing?
Still the proud pickle?
Proud pickle.
Right. Oh, that thing.
I thought it was weird that you had no mask on near them.
Right.
Well, they've been fully vaxxed, too, so I feel, you know, like we're just going by those rules.
All right.
Gotcha.
I mean, he's building houses, man. He's a strong guy.
All right. We're getting another call here. Hello?
Yes, hello. I'm sorry, guys. I can't stomach this. I mean, Sleepy Joe, you answering your questions is worse than the infomercials on CNN at 3 a.m. Good morning, Chaz and AJ.
Good morning.
Miss me yet? And, of course, the lovely Ashley.
I thought Miss Me Yet was a name.
I thought it was right.
Who's Miss Me Yet?
Who's Miss Me Yet?
I know a little Russian. Miss Me Yet.
Miss Me Yet.
I think it's a Miata wrong.
No, Ashley, seriously, you have an open invitation to come dine with me at Bedminster anytime. Oh, anytime.
Very nice. I'm definitely going to pass.
That's another pride pickle.
Ungrateful chick says what?
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 What? What?
Have you been paying attention to this Bill Gates divorce?
Is this really news? I mean, weird. It's weird that a guy who started something called Microsoft would have trouble pleasing his wife. I mean, who knew? Who knew?
Facebook's going to decide on whether to continue your ban or not.
They should keep him off the Facebooker, man.
Nope. He's awake
hey,
again.
Who asked you, Joe?
He's awake again.
I'll tell you what. I'm not holding my breath, okay? I got to be honest, the only reason I even knew about it is that it came up on my phone when I was on the toilet taking my morning Zuckerberg.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what it's called.
Right.
Got to go take a Zuckerberg.
Exactly, right.
Joe Biden, we saw you and the First Lady attend that COVID vaccine live concert event. Prince Harry and Jennifer Lopez and a bunch of other stars.
Oh, yeah, that was a great night, man. I got to tell you what, that was the first concert I went to where everybody was talking about the needles and where to get them since I saw the Grateful Dead back in 72.
Just remember that,
needles,
too.
Yo.
Anything good happen there?
Well, there actually is. Jennifer Lope, you know, the J-Lo girl, she came out and did this little trick where she gave one lucky guy a shot with no hands. Yeah, she just squatted over, squeezed a syringe with her butt cheeks,
wow.
Man. God bless that young lady.
You keep it
serious. I wish I could have seen that. I wish I could have seen that.
I kind of wish I watched now.
That's how, you know, if you want to get everyone vaccinated,
right.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, thank you both for coming on. Appreciate it.
Like a stink.
Hey, happy to dookie it, man. Anytime. What are we doing again?
No one's quite sure.
Oh, brother. Hey, thanks, guys. It was an honor to talk to me. It really was.
It was.
Remember, even though it's looking like America may never reach herd immunity, you have to look on the bright side. At least we'll always have herd obesity. You got to take your wins where you can get them.
Of course, yes.
All right. Thank you both.
Look at you. You're always looking at the suppository, man. That's good.
Thank you both.
A lot of confusion there.
If I don't hang up.
You're right.
It'll never end.
They'll keep going.
Yeah. I think he thought J-Lo was Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yeah, he started saying that, yep.
Close.
Know, drips and drabs, it comes back to him.
Let's go to the audio of the news story.
That's little Dorian, the 2.5-year-old looking a little less than thrilled, riding in the back of his parents' car stuck in a wooden barrel. These photos from Dorian's mother, Kelly Strubing, as they drove the boy to the ER.
Doesn't it sound like this is the guy who does Catch a Predator?
Yes. Yes, does. Yes. Are you stuck in a barrel, boy?
Why don't you have a seat right here?
Are you Dorian?
Right in this barrel.
What were you thinking?
What were you expecting to happen here today?
Why'd you bring a plate of cookies?
Kelly Strubing, as they drove the boy to the ER in Portland, she tells me Dorian somehow managed to get himself stuck in an antique wooden barrel Saturday.
Somehow managed.
Yeah, I mean, he got in. Just get out. Same way you got in, get out. Nothing changed. You didn't, like, become fat inside the thing.
He was probably breached and, like, couldn't exit.
He got in, you can get out.
Well, that's not always the case, but they make it sound like he was just walking by and the barrel jumped him.
Exactly right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Dorian just
like no, he crawled in there right. To see if he could fit in there.
You climbed in. Yep.
It's the shape of the barrel that got him stuck. It's got like a tapered lip, so he was able to get his feet in, and then as soon as he crouched down, he's like, "I fit." But then once his knees were bent, he couldn't fit back out through the lip.
Oh,
done.
You know what? In a couple of years, he'll have a growth spurt. Boop, right out.
Boop.
stuck in an antique wooden barrel Saturday while at his grandparents' house. It took a little work, but firefighters with Portland and Sumner County were able to free the
firefighters.
The boy.
Yep. Always the firefighters.
Got to pull the kid out. Got to pull Corky out.
you know, you'll be shocked how many Corky. You'll be shocked how many times they get called to the emergency room because the doctors are like, "We don't know what to do here. Bring your gadgets."
Yeah, how to get this ring on his thingy over here? No idea.
Jesus.
There have been calls like that before.
I'm bony. Leave me alone.
Curious age.
Boy, that get out of here sounds like AJ.
It really does.
Screaming kids off his lawn.
I seriously want it as a ringtone, yes. Mm.
The goddamn parking lot!
All right.
Boy, and eventually he was out, celebrating with a popsicle and his parents. A smile once again.
Why is he getting a popsicle? You've ruined an antique barrel your grandparents had. I'd have gotten the crap kicked out of me.
Yeah, I did not get a treat when I screwed something up.
Exactly, yeah. I lost my bicycle. I lost any toys I had for that day. I was in my freaking room because I did something stupid. This kid gets a freaking popsicle.
I took apart my dad's engine in his T-Bird because right. It was broken down and I thought it was just garbage. Right. I didn't know. And I thought, oh, he's going to love this. Oh, no, he didn't love it. I didn't get a popsicle. I'll just say that.
You almost got a pop, right?
A smile once again on his face. Dorian was not hurt, and in the end, the emergency crews who helped him signed that barrel. A keepsake, so to speak.
Wait a minute.
A keepsake.
Yeah, let's all sign the antique barrel.
Right.
Because we can't, the kid didn't ruin it enough.
Exactly right. Now let's sign it. You know, what'd you sign? You're a stupid kid, Dorian?
Completely depreciated it in value.
Right. Do not climb in here again, Dorian. What's next week? Dorian's going to lick an electric socket.
Dorian is that kid that gets stuck in that claw game.
Exactly. Yes. The grabo machine. Right.
Right.
Yeah. You know what? Here's a bunch of quarters, parents. Go get him out.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on the kid next time.
That's how it should go. They shouldn't have the fire department come, or
exactly.
They shouldn't open it.
Right.
It's like, here you go.
Here's quarters. Have at it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Try to get him.
Yeah. Get some tickets.
I think there's a max weight that claw can lift.
Yeah. Good.
I don't think that kid's coming out.
That would show every other kid not to do it. You go up and there's a bunch of stuffed toys and a little skeleton.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, by the way, now is now light enough to pick up. Yes.
That's Bony.
I want the skeleton, Mom.
I want the Dorian.
Yeah. I'm Bony. I'm Bony. Leave me alone.
All right, so kid got a popsicle, and the firefighters signed the barrel.
The barrel
got ruined. A keepsake, so to speak, and a memory of Dorian's first ever trip to the ER. And I think he's going to remember that for a while. By the way, we are told that screwdrivers were used to chip away at the barrel until Dorian could be pulled through the top of that barrel. Again, no injuries there, thankfully. We're going to post this full story.
You know who they're not talking to in this piece, which says everything? The grandparents.
Yeah, really. They're too PO'd right now.
Oh, they're furious.
Exactly right. Yeah. They're like punching holes in the sheetrock.
Why wouldn't they have them on camera?
Exactly right. My grandkid is stupid.
Yeah.
Seriously. This has been in our family for years until Dorian came around.
For 305 years.
It was worth money, for Christ's sake. And his stupid kid got in. Dorian.
That was chiseled out in the homeland.
When they named the kid, they said, that's a stupid name for a stupid kid.
They used that barrel to feed all the kids.
Yeah.
The other thing not in the story is all the things that they tried to get him out before they called them. Before they called 911.
Yeah.
Let's get some butter. We'll wipe it here.
I know. We'll put fireworks in the bottom and shoot him out.
Yeah, we just fill the whole thing with water. It'll float out.
Like a cannon. We'll just blast him out.
Right. They don't go through any of that. Didn't they show a picture of him in the car in the barrel?
Yes.
How do you seatbelt him in?
Right. Just kind of strap him in. Actually, they put him on the roof. Yes. Keep it on your kids.
Get like one of those cargo straps for him.
Right. It's in a flatbed.
Yeah, he's just out on the back.
Oh, maybe that's why the grandparents aren't in this, because they were supposed to be watching the kid. And they feel guilty, like, yeah, we just kind of left him alone with a barrel.
Right.
I'm sorry, golf was on.
Right. George and Goshen.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Hey,
George!
Yeah, quick story for you. I was about 6 or 7 years old. My older brother bet me a quarter that I would get in my mother's dryer, and he would close it, and he would turn it on. So I did it, and as I was tumbling, I landed on my finger and broke my finger.
Oh.
So I did end up going to the emergency room, and I remember my mother yelling, "Craig, what's in the dryer?" And he said, "George is in the dryer."
And you came out all fluffy, your hair all messed up.
Yeah, because it sounds like a pair of sneakers.
I never got my quarter, by the way.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, with interest, he owes a lot of money now.
That and all the static electricity had socks stuck all over him.
Exactly right. Hey, found a sock.
Is your brother still alive?
No, he's not, actually. He passed away about 4 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But, yeah, thank you.
So I was going to call
you guys know that.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day.
All right, thank you. What year was that? 25 cents of interest?
Right. Compounded daily.
George is in the dryer.
Right.
George is in the dryer. Oh, okay. Let me know when he's done.
When you were a kid, though, didn't you want to take a tumble in there?
Imagine if he shrank.
Right. Right. You were taller, weren't you?
He's like the size of a G.I. Joe when he came out.
Right, but he smells really good from the bounce. Yeah. It's a fresh smell.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
Yeah, we're doing the dumb things you did as a kid. Let's go to John in Colchester. Hey, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, my uncle and my son did the same thing. It was at my grandma's house, and there was railings. You know, you could stick your head in there.
Oh. I'm guessing you couldn't come out because your ears now went in a different direction.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. The Dumbo principle. Yeah. Yes, exactly. You become art.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, when we called the fire department, they told us, well, use some soap and water. And if it doesn't work, call us back.
Right.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
And it actually worked.
Nice.
Oh, look, they saved themselves the trip.
Exactly right. Yeah. They're tired of going there every week.
Yeah.
Like, again?
Ah, oh, that's a horrible feeling when your head's stuck between there.
Yeah, because now folks can mess with you.
Yeah.
My brother and I laughed at my brother when he did it. We just laughed so hard.
That is fantastic.
And then when my son did it, I was like, yep, you can't believe it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at that. See? Triple the old block.
Just like your uncle.
Yep.
How long was he in there?
I think my son, it took us like a half hour to get him out.
Half hour.
You know, back in the day,
but he never did that again.
Back in the day, your parents would be like, "Okay, now you're going to learn your lesson. I'll be back in a couple hours."
Yeah, after the game.
Dumb thing you did as a kid.
Okay, so my sister, myself, and a friend climbed up a chain link fence on top of a garage with a tree hanging over. And
wait. So you climbed the chain link fence to get to the top of the garage?
To the top, yes,
right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
And there was a tree, you know, hanging over the branches.
Yep.
We all decided to start swinging over. I think everybody got one turn. The second time I went, the branch broke. I fell to the pavement.
Wait, this was a game. What was the game now? Everyone gets one swing. What, swing off the branch and then land on the ground?
Well, no, we were just swinging. It wasn't a game. You know, we're playing Tarzan.
Swing and then back. And then
that was it.
And then you get one swing and then you land back on the ground.
Hand it up to the next person.
Okay. Exactly. But gotcha. When it was my second turn to go, the branch broke.
How heavy were you at the time?
Geez, I had to be 40 pounds if that.
Wow.
Okay.
I'd say about 7 years
old. So you
kind
of floated down like a feather.
Right. Was it a birch tree?
I don't think so. I smacked pretty hard because I was unconscious.
Oh,
the lady was waiting at the bus stop, and she carried me home, and I just remember waking up in the emergency room.
Like, thank God,
my head
40
off.
Pounds.
Oh.
You're out for a while.
With the branch hit you on the way down?
I was. I don't remember the drive to the hospital. I don't remember how I got there.
Wow.
I've had nights like that.
So that was pretty dumb.
How old were you?
Probably about 7 or 8, maybe.
Oh,
wow.
The formative years, yes.
Yeah. That's it. It's always like, I'm going to play Tarzan, or I'm going to play, Superman.
Yeah, it wasn't a pleasant
Frogger.
Let me put the towel around my neck, and now I have a cape, so I'm going to jump off the roof.
I'll have superpowers now. Exactly.
You guys are great. I listen to you every morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. Glad you're okay.
Stay out of trees.
For my sister and I, it was Mario. Used to be able to fly with the cape.
Yeah.
And we would put the... We would put the plastic bags on that my mom brought home from the grocery store.
Oh, God.
We'd, like, jump down the flight of stairs.
Oh.
Like parachutes.
It did not help.
No, it did not help. Gravity works and stays that way, too.
Al from Norwalk.
Yes, sir. How are you? Good morning.
Good, thank
morning,
you.
Al.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was around 13 years old. I had a little Honda 150 dirt bike. Used to run around the neighborhood. And so one morning, the kid downstairs, he's about 8 years old, coming out to walk to school, and he know he was running a little bit of late. So he asked me for a ride. So here I am. I put him on back a little dirt bike. Going up the hill, his second gear, the bike shut off.
Oops.
All of a sudden, I hear behind me, he had his shoes untied. It got pulled into the chain, and the sprocket came up through his foot.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh, that had to hurt.
I'm trying to cover his mouth, so it's falling on here.
Don't make me kill you. I was my dirt bike.
So about 107 stitches later, to this day, me and him are real good friends.
You call him Stitches.
107.
Hey, Sprocket, yes. Get over here.
It was like right between the middle of toes all the way up to his ankle.
Oh! That's going to leave a mark.
That was... And then his father's like, don't give him a ride no more to school. Okay, no
you
problem.
Think?
Okay.
You think?
I think you did the nice thing.
You
he did.
Did
the dumb thing.
Yeah, he's
you don't
the
get
one.
On a motorcycle with untied shoes. First of all, you shouldn't walk around with untied shoes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, he's running late to school, and he figured time when he gets to the school or whatever, the way up the hill. But I gave him a ride, and it was the worst ride he ever had, I guess.
The bike took care of it.
I loved the first reaction was to just cover his mouth.
Yes, it was. Oh,
shut
my
up.
God.
Al's no dummy. Al's no dummy.
So we could go to Chris and Clinton, who bicycle jumped a lake.
Oh.
Amber, who dropped a glass fish tank on her own face.
Oh. I think I bought that one.
I don't think we don't have to go any further than that, right?
That's awesome.
All right, Amber.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
Good morning, guys.
Come on, fish face.
Doing good. That all happened. So I have 5 older brothers and an older sister, and they were supposed to be watching me. And I wanted to go play with my hamster, and we put it in a glass fish tank. So I wasn't able to reach it all the way, and I pulled the top of the tank down, and it fell and landed on my face and shattered.
Ooh.
I was like Bloody Mary screaming. My parents brought, on the way to the hospital, they got pulled over by a cop because they were, speeding. The cop took a look at me and was like, okay, I'll be your escort for today. And then they drove me to the hospital, and I eventually got 37 stitches in my face.
I have a question. What happened to the hamster?
good question.
I don't even know. I think it ran away, to be honest.
Oh, no.
I just saw this hamster going, wah! Went off my face and took off.
It was in the wheel?
Right.
On top of it.
Right.
Running through the house.
Exactly. It was somewhere where I thought I could reach it, but no, I failed. I failed horribly.
Wow. How's your face now?
Broken your face.
Oh, you can still, if you look closely, you can still see on the bridge of my nose, scar line, on my chin, on my cheek. You can see the scars from when the tank went in.
And a single paw print on her forehead.
A little baby one.
It seems like they'd have to vacuum shards of glass, little splinters out of your eyes.
Oh.
Were there fish in the fish tank?
No, hamster.
No, it was a hamster.
No, were there also fish in the fish tank?
If there was fish in the fish tank,
that'd be an aquatic hamster.
Would be drowning.
It's an important follow-up question.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It was the math.
Was she trying to put the hamsters in to play with the fish?
No.
What fell on your head? Was there an anvil on a shelf and pulled it down one time or what?
I'm just asking.
Don't explain a lot.
No, yeah. It was just, how people use the 10-gallon tanks and they put the hay and the stuff in there and then they make it into a hamster tank instead of a fish tank.
Well, it's the cedar chips.
Cedar chips, yep.
There you go. Cedar chips.
They build a nest and everything else.
I just want to know, in what world do fish and hamsters live in the same tank?
She was a kid. I don't know what she was doing. I wasn't there with her.
Yes.
Well, she said she was pulling it down so she could play with the hamsters.
Right.
Right. But were there fish in there?
All right. I got to go. Amber, I'm sorry.
Apparently, Ashley lost oxygen for more than 8 minutes.
It is a serious follow-up question. I just want to make sure the tank was empty. She could have lost hamster
and fish. The stunning part about
this
is you haven't figured out yet that was a stupid question.
It was a serious reporter-like follow-up question.
Phil?
Do you keep your toaster in the refrigerator, Ashley?
In the bathtub.
That's actually more likely.
Wow.
Whew. Didn't see that one coming at all, did you?
I didn't. No. I really didn't.
Even the birds stopped moving outside. Yeah, we're like, what? Yeah.
We got Desiree and Norwalk threw her sneakers into the water.
I like eight. I think you're going to enjoy eight.
Eight?
Yeah.
Eight. Okay.
Bill on the road.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good, thank you.
All right. So when I was a little kid, probably 9 or 10, I stayed overnight with a couple of my buddies, and we used to play with Axe body spray and light our lighters and make a flamethrower with it.
Okay.
Fun.
Yep.
And we would spray the Axe on our clothes, and we would light our clothes on fire and then pat it out.
Right. That's guy stuff.
My buddy Marcus was asleep, and my buddy Ricky and I decided we were going to spray the Axe spray on his pants while he was asleep and light it on fire.
Of course. That's what guys do.
So we lit his pants on fire, and we lit his crotch area on fire.
Whoops.
And it didn't go out. And we didn't want to pat his crotch gently
while
he
not.
Was sleeping.
Right.
No.
So we started punching him in the crotch.
This'll get it out.
Poor guy.
And, he woke up, obviously.
Yeah. That's...
Rabbit punches to the crotch. That'll wake you up all right.
Talking about no-brainer movies. The movies that are big budget, no brain necessary.
Right.
And the Chaz and AJ Kino Twitch chat room, AJ.
Yes.
Coming to your rescue.
Thank you.
People are actually texting me directly saying, AJ was right. Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull. Bullet ants.
Yep.
Oh, Dave, you're agreeing with that?
I am, yeah. He was right.
Okay.
I have to admit it.
Why does everybody always have to say I have to move or but or whatever like that?
Well,
always like,
I normally don't agree
with
AJ.
When you're right, you're right.
Yeah.
You have to get on your side about it.
I appreciate it.
But,
thank you. I know it pains
you. It's the one where he finds out he has a son from the girl from the second movie.
Right.
Yeah, they go to the jungle, and in the jungle, they're having that fight across cars, and then they run into the ants.
Right.
And the ants are swarming down the hall, which is cool. It looks really cool.
That freaked me out. I'm like, ah!
You know, I forgot until today how great that movie is. I really need to watch that.
Part of it was filmed here in Connecticut. The chase scene over here in New Haven.
That's right, in New Haven, yeah.
That was the third one, no?
Fourth.
No, that was the fourth.
Yeah, Crystal Skull.
And Kate Blanchett was the villainess in that one, yeah.
Remember they hired a bunch of folks from like Connecticut to be like extras. Jim
Our
Amon
producer
was on the,
at the time was in it.
Right. And Jim Amon was cool. on the train and everything, on the bus or something like that with him. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the cool parts is when the ants make a ladder to try to get to the girl.
On the rope, yeah.
The villain girl.
Yep. Yeah, she was smart. Everybody else was getting annihilated. Like two of the guys like getting engulfed and like just ants just like munched them. Oh, it's awesome.
I love when the ants get in the beetle and drive it.
That was
exactly
a good
right.
One.
Yes.
That was one of the better ones.
Yeah.
All right. Talk to you guys later.
Thank you, sir.
Dave.
Yeah.
Everybody prefaced it with, I'd hate to admit it that AJ was right, but in the Raiders movie.
Why is it? What? Why?
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 Is it that bad that I'm right or to coincide with me? Come on.
To coincide with you.
Yeah, exactly.
To side with you.
Whatever. Either or. I have no idea.
To agree with
I go with that one, Jeff. Thank you.
Ashley, did we hear your movie yet?
Yeah, mine. You guys are going to make fun of it.
Okay,
yours is Independence Day.
That was the first thing that I thought of. I had a tribe member email me another movie that I think is perfect for this category, True Lies.
Yeah.
You don't really have to follow what's going on. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Baby? Yeah, mama. That one's awesome. That one's awesome from the get-go.
It's a great one.
Yep.
That's
Jamie
great.
Lee.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Right. Bill Paxton's in it. Tom Arnold before
That's
he went
great.
Downhill.
That's
yep.
Great.
Yep. That movie is so much longer than you remember it being, but it moves so fast throughout.
Tia Carrere and her, and then Jamie Lee Curtis having that fight in limo.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what? I was going to say Terminator because Arnold's in it, and it's just a great action movie, and you don't really need a brain. But that one, I like that one better because it's fun.
Exactly.
They have a whole scene where a machine gun is tumbling down the stairs and it hits only the bad guys.
how about the Harrier jet? I mean, he's on a Harrier jet and like gets the bad guy, and the missile catches the guy like under his his robe and flies him out of the building. He blows up. I mean, come on, he had a chase on a horse. He went from one building to another building.
Right. They threw every Hollywood cliche in
everything.
There.
Everything.
Yes. But they work. Yeah. It gets to a point where you're like, let's see them all. Come on.
The daughter had to jump from the building. Jump, Jenny, jump.
Jenny, jump.
Into the Harrier jet. And then she's like holding on.
I'll catch you. Is there a scene where Jamie Lee Curtis is hanging from a helicopter with one arm while wearing a skirt?
And she's screaming like,
But she's in a cocktail dress.
Yes. Right.
Arnold is hanging off the helicopter upside down by his legs.
She cut that dress down.
Right.
Yep, she ripped the sleeves off.
And cut it short.
And the limousine is going over the road, and the road is out. The bridge is out!
The bridge is out! Yeah,
so she's hanging out of the sunroof, and he grabs her arms, and then the car falls into the water. All the bad people die.
Tia Carrera's in there, safety. Tia Carrera's in there.
It's incredible.
Because it started off, because when the girls are wrestling, Tia Carrera's got a gun. They shot the limo driver in the head.
Right.
The car's going down the bridge. Yeah.
I love, you know what? I'm watching that again.
You got to watch it, yeah.
This weekend.
Oh, awesome.
James Cameron.
Right.
I'm a little overstimulated right now.
I can tell. I forgot how great that movie was.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Or is.
It's a lot of fun.
All the technology, they like walk past one thing, you can see if they have weapons on, whatnot. They're like skeletons.
Honestly, some of my favorite parts of that movie are not even the action scene now, watching it like 10 years after like my last rewatch or whatever. They give Arnold Schwarzenegger like a Clark Kent persona.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, I didn't know he was a spy or like this big beat him up guy. He was like this IT software engineer. Everyone's like, that's what he does. I don't know.
And he made
Brainiac.
He made Bill Paxton pee his pants.
Ah, that was fun.
Awesome.
No, that's a good one to end on.
Right.
I'm going to watch that this weekend.
Yep.
Hey, Joe, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. We will talk to you next week. Oh, you know, it's almost summer when this guy is on the show. John Heyman, super attorney. Good morning, my brother.
Good morning. So nice to talk to you. It's been quite a while.
It has
too
been.
Long.
Yes.
And now we know ride season is here.
Yes.
When ride season's coming, John Heyman's on the air.
Well, I would have been on even sooner had the weather been a little bit better, been a little bit nicer. But, you know, due to COVID, there haven't been a lot of active events that have taken place. But things are opening up, thank goodness. And certainly starting May 19th, the whole state is opening up, unlike our fellow sister state in Massachusetts, which is, I guess, going to remain closed forever, but certainly not in Connecticut.
Oh, that's breaking news. Massachusetts closed forever.
Right, put a sign up and everything. Closed.
I mean, where are you going to get your marijuana, right?
Yeah, right.
Priorities.
Got to get your weed.
Exactly right.
Right. So nice to be with you all. And I want to wish every mother out there a very happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up on Sunday. My mother's passed, but I called my son last night. Wanted to remind him that it's Mother's Day and take care of his wife and have his kids take care of his wife. And he said, oh, my gosh, Dad, I forgot all about it. I didn't know. I said, well, that's one of the reasons I'm here. It reminds me of the time my mother said to me, John, no woman's ever going to love you like I love you, you know? So a mother, there's nothing that quite compares to a mother's love, you know? And
that
I don't mean to sound maudlin, but
I'm going to look up that
kind
word.
Of held true in my case.
Yeah.
Can't spell it.
No, you know, what's funny you say that because your son's an adult and you reminded him.
Yeah.
I had that same conversation with young Chaz yesterday. I'm like, what are you doing for Mother's Day? He said, is that this Sunday?
Whoops.
Whoops. It just shows May so fast.
Oh, wow. Yep. That happened quick.
Oh, that happened this day. Oh, yeah. Didn't they do
in
it
his defense,
year?
He's been away for 62 days. Yeah. Every day seems like the same day.
Exactly right.
But, yeah, you never stop being a parent, you know?
Well, you know, sometimes they get disturbed by it, you know, and sometimes we have differing points of view, but all I can do is try to steer them, you know, in the right direction and on the right course. And ultimately, they've got to live with whatever decisions that they make, you know. But I do my best, and I try my hardest, and keep my fingers crossed. That's all you can do, right?
I do the same thing.
Regardless of how hard you work on behalf of your kids and put in efforts for your kids, they're gonna
do their own thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I told Chez, I said, listen, you're a man now. You could do whatever you want to do. You just have to act like you're listening to me.
Right.
You don't ever have to do what I say. You just have to act like you're listening.
Nod your head occasionally. Nod your head.
You don't even have to argue with me.
Just say, right.
You're going to do what you want to do. Just
well,
nod,
you know, interesting you say that, because I've always said to women that I've been with, I always said, you know, essentially, I'm not all that concerned whether you truly care for me. I just want you to create the illusion that you do.
Right.
And that's all I'm truly interested in. Just give me the illusion.
Right.
That's all.
Nod your head occasionally. Say, hey, yeah, right, yes.
Yeah, yeah, that's it.
Right.
I'm on the same page with you. We just want to think.
Right.
Ashley's shaking her head.
Yeah, just throw honesty right out the window there.
Well, listen, they don't realize that they got they're 3 steps ahead of us, you know, looking
that.
At you sort of blinds us, and now we're blinded, and the rest is rather easy. Just say a few words, and you'll make us very happy.
Yeah. John Hammond's on. I, you know, we've missed you.
Yeah.
All right, so we have some rides coming up, right?
We certainly do, and it's interesting because, of course, it's Mother's Day weekend, so there's not a lot going on this particular weekend. So let's talk in terms of May 7th. So let's start with May 7th, and that's the
Friday.
Dinner at the farm at Carter Hill, and that takes place in Marlboro, Connecticut, and it's a really fascinating event. It takes place on Friday evenings, every other Friday. It's at 86 Hampton Road from 6 to 10 p.m. There's a live band, biker rodeo, games. And Carter Hill is a massive farm. It's complete with goats and American memorabilia. There's even an old gas station with signs and pumps as well.
Cool.
And there'll be dinner at the event as well.
That sounds great.
In addition. So that's a fun, different event, and I urge anybody to go out and attend. And then starting on May 24th in Derby, Connecticut, at 636 New Haven Avenue in Derby is the Valley Diner Bike Night, and it takes place on the first and third Monday throughout the summer. There's always music, vendors, and, of course, you've got a great diner right adjacent to the event. So, and the food is terrific.
Had
at
a lot
the,
of food
Valley
there.
Diner.
Yep. Been there many, many, many times.
Yep.
Now, the last event I wanted to talk about is the, and it was, it, everything has sort of been postponed because of COVID. So now on May 23rd is the New London Bike Blessing. I don't know if you've ever attended that, but literally hundreds. I mean, there are probably 1,000 bikes that show up to this event. And they've changed the locale this year. It's taking place at the New London waterfront on the Thames River. And it's sponsored and hosted by the New London Motorcycle Club. They're dear friends. I've spoken to the group on more than one occasion. I remember one night they invited me to speak, and they had a roast beef dinner, and I was telling them a little anecdote. I said, you know, I grew up with 3 boys in the house. I was the youngest boy, and on special occasions, my mother would make prime rib, and my father, being old school, always got one end of the roast, and you know, that's always the tastiest because, you know, the spices are on the outside. And my oldest brother always got the other end. And my 2 older brothers, they were like, fought like cats and dogs, you know. And one night I could see in my other brother's eyes that he was looking at my
brother who got the other end piece, and he took his carving knife, and as he reached for his plate, boom, he puts the carving knife right to his hand at the dinner table.
Wow.
there's my mother, and she's beside herself. And, of course, of course,
and
they
that's
all
when you decided
to
be a personal injury attorney.
Exactly.
It all makes sense.
You went down, I picked you up.
Yeah.
So I know it sounds a little crazy, but that's the kind of household I grew up
that's
in.
It.
And that was the nature. And so I ended up getting that end piece, that the first and only time I got that end piece.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, real soon, hospital.
So we have to go, but thank you so much for coming on. Good to hear you back. We love that you support the bikers, and we're linked up to all stuff John Heyman on WPLR.com and 95.9TheFox.com.
Listen, I just wanted to say to you, I've missed you very much, and I wish you the best of health and happiness, and I hope everything is going well. I know the show is going on, and I want to say hello to all the viewers out there, and listeners, I'm sorry, and tell them I've missed you being on the show.
Well,
so I'm
don't
looking
be a stranger.
Forward to...
Yeah.
Be with you on a regular basis.
We want more Heyman dinner time stories.
Exactly.
And listen, you guys are looking better than ever.
Thank you.
I can tell. And whatever you're wearing today is incredible. What do you have? You have personal tailors taking care of you now?
I'm wearing a loincloth.
I can see.
Right.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.